Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 28th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah, chapters 37 to 39. How to be victorious when attacked by our enemies. We read in Isaiah chapter 37, verse 14 to 20 like this. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Then Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God. You alone of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord, you alone. When King Hezekiah was confronted with a threatening letter from King Sennacherib of Assyria, he did not respond directly. Instead, he took this letter and spread it out before the Lord in a magnificent display of humble trust and utter dependence upon God as he turned to the Lord in prayer. The idea was not that God must read the message, but rather that he might consider the matter. Hezekiah used this means to indicate that he was committing the entire matter to the Lord for his judgment. His first concern was not for his own safety, but for God's glory, and he attributes deity exclusively to Jehovah. The eminent Bible scholar Warren Risby has expounded Isaiah 37 beautifully and listed five simple steps through King Hezekiah's experience that we should take when we are attacked by our enemies. Number 1. Take our burdens to God. It is good to talk things over with others, but only God can work in our hearts and turn fear into faith. God knows everything our enemies are saying and writing, and God has a perfect plan for us. By faith, we should take everything to God in prayer. Number 2. Listen for God's message. The words of the enemy will discourage us, but God's word will encourage us. In every battle, his word to us is, "Do not be afraid." After all, God has everything under control. Number 3. Seek to glorify God alone. More than anything else, Hezekiah was concerned for the glory of God. Hallowed be your name must be our primary prayer. Number 4. Trust God to work. Sennacherib defied the God of Israel, and yet he died in the house of his God who could not protect him. God can handle our enemies far better than we can. And number 5. Trust God after the victory. The Assyrians had devastated the land, but God promised to feed his people and give them a harvest. Let us always remember that our future is in God's hands. Let us always understand that God is willing and waiting for us to go to him when we are in trouble. Just like he unilaterally destroyed King Hezekiah's enemy, he will destroy all our enemies as well, as he will show himself strong on our behalf. As we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9 like this, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him."